You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He is a legend of the game. We welcome to the show Fred Jackson from the Buffalo Bills. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great. Excited for all the rivalry talk that is happening this weekend. And it starts with the Bills being part of the Bennett-Jamestown rivalry football game. Can you tell us about what you're going to be doing there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a good time going out to watch some football, you know, between some good rivals, you know, hanging out, signing autographs, taking in the game with everybody else. You know, it's always good to go watch guys at that level, at the high school level where, you know, they're really just trying to figure out the game and compete at a very competitive level. So I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen any high school football in New York in a long time, so it's going to be a good experience for me.
And it's homecoming for Jamestown, which is fun.
Yes, that's always fun. I get to do something that I haven't done in a long time since I was in college, I think was the last time. I get to be in a homecoming parade, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, trying to practice my wave and see if I can get that down. So I'm looking forward to that too as well.
Fred, perfect. What have they told you? Get a float? Are you getting a convertible to ride the back of, like a motorcycle? What are you going to be participating in the parade on?
You know what? I have no idea. I'm just excited to be in the parade. They can put me on a little moped for all I care. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to make the best of it.
Well, that's going to be weird because you're going to be with Billy Buffalo. He takes up a lot of room. You know, if you're on a moped, yeah. I think you're going to need a little bit more room than that.
Yeah, so, no doubt. But that's all right. I'll be the big spoon. He can be the little spoon.
This is part of the rivalry program that the Bills and Nike are supporting, Jamestown versus Bennett High School varsity football. Which are you better at? Because you're the honorary captain. Are you better at the coin toss or the t-shirt toss?
Well, you know, I was always the one who had to make the calls when I was a captain. Mm-hmm. And I think I only missed two. So I got to say that I'm pretty good at the coin toss, you know, making the accurate call, but I also do have a bit of a cannon, so I can throw pretty well too. I'm undefeated, you know, when it comes to challenging my teammates. They'll all dispute that, but I'm just going to say that, you know, I'm sure. The undefeated, you know, king of throwing.
Fred Jackson from the Buffalo Bills on Kiss 98.5. So I'm just curious with the coin toss thing, did you wait to decide what you were going to call when the coin was in the air, or did you always know what you were going to call before they flipped the coin?
Yep, I always knew. And it was always, I think I called heads maybe twice, and I was a tails man. I always said tails never failed, and it was pretty consistent. So okay. I think you have to know before you go out there what it is, so you're not second-guessing yourself and you just live with whatever happens.
So everybody should be coming out to Jamestown High School to watch this rivalry game. What are you thinking of the new stadium? I know you've been there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere. You know, obviously Bills Mafia has, you know, is obviously the undisputed, you know, fan base in the world. So it's going to be a great place for those guys to come, you know, and continue to support the Bills. The setup is just an absolutely immaculate looking place that you want to be a part of. So, you know, hopefully I can get in there, you know, be a part of some things that's going on. I look forward to it. I'm going to have a conversation with McDermott. I think Thurman and I, you know, both kind of have the same plan. We want to get one carry so we can play in both.
Yes.
I don't think it would be worth very much, but, you know, I want to be able to say that I did that.
Okay.
Fred, do you have one particular game memory or thought in the stadium that we have now as it's the farewell season? Everyone's been kind of reminiscing about that one time. Do you have a particular moment that stands out in that building?
Oh, man, there's just so many. But I think with it being New England and us talking about New England and playing New England and me coming in there, it has to be when we finally ended that drought of losing to those guys. So that was a great experience. You know, I just remember after we beat them, you know, walking around with fits, we're running around with flags and stuff. And then walking up the tunnel with my son, and he kind of just looked at me and he was like, he had to be – I want to say five at the time. And he was like, you finally did it, Dad. You finally beat him. So I think, you know, with all those memories kind of coming back and, you know, it being New England that, you know, I'm going to be there for, I think that's the one that's kind of jumping out right now.
I got chills on that one, Fred.
What's different about playing a Sunday night football game versus like a 1 o'clock game?
Well, I think the most important thing is, you know, everybody's watching. You know, it's a game that everybody's tuning into. You know, we've all been watching football all day, and now you get to go watch, you know, the game and be the game of the night that everybody's tuning in for. You want to put your best, you know, efforts forward. You want to see your best, you know, abilities and the best product that you can get for everybody out there watching. And you want to be the team that everybody's talking about, and you get a chance to showcase that in front of everybody in the nation. So I think that's what guys are going to look forward to. You know, I know it's what I look forward to, and I think that it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere.
And you're the legend of the game Sunday night?
I am. I'm coming in to be the legend of the game.
And so, like everybody going to the game, we're all wearing white. Will you be wearing all white?
Absolutely. You know, it's a white out for a reason, and I got to be a part of that. You know, it's an opportunity to go out there. Like I said, Bills Mafia is the undisputed best fan base in the world. And, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to get those guys rowdy and amped up, and I'm looking forward to their opportunity.
So when the crowd needs to be loud, when Bills Mafia needs to be loud, at what exact point, because you've been on the field, you know what it sounds like. When should we be the loudest when New England takes the field and we're trying to mess up what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no wrong time to be loud anytime New England's on the field. I think anytime they're trying to get anything accomplished or after any big play that, you know, you see James out there making plays, you see Joey goes to make a big tackle, you see Taryn breaks up a pass. Christian breaks up a pass. You know, you see Dion get a pancake. I think there's no wrong turn or no wrong time to be loud. And any time that New England's on the field, you know, I don't want to wish bad upon him, but if Stephon drops a pass, you know, let him know about it. You know, that's the best thing you can do about it. You know, with Mac is the same way. He drops a pass. You know, they get a big sack on the quarterback. I think all those times are very appropriate times to be loud and let those guys know about it.
You find a way to help a lot of people and organizations in Western New York. You give a lot of your time to the community. Just want to say thank you for that. It means a lot to everybody.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's always easy to do when I got guys like you to look up to.
Well, it better be a good
we want practice. Top shelf, buddy.
I mean, seriously, like, do not let us down, okay?
I got you guys. I promise you it'll be a good one.
All right. Here's some practice. It's Fred Jackson on KISS 98.5.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.